My friends, this is your story. In the waters of baptism, you didn't have rights, actually. Your story was death. The future wasn't looking so good. And in the waters of baptism, you see everything changed. You have the full inheritance of God the Father. You have full rights as a co-heir with fellow Christians. Everything is yours. Dramatic. Instantly, everything changes. From question, why, to wow, Abba, Father, I'm a co-heir in God's kingdom. Dramatically, things have changed. About 10 years ago, there's a powerful story, amazing true story, that came out about two brothers. The brothers' names were Geza and Zolt Pilati. These brothers were living in Budapest in caves. They were poor and destitute. They had nothing really going for them in their lives. They were just living in the caves in Budapest. They lived by just combing through the junk that was in the town of Budapest and selling it off to others, this sort of thing. And Geza said in an interview that nothing was going well for them in life, that women wouldn't even look at them because they were living in caves. They couldn't even get a conversation with anyone. They were stuck together as brothers living in the caves. True story, 10 years ago, it was discovered that they had a grandmother that had died. And because of German law, because of the desire to connect money to the next of kin in German law, those brothers inherited $6.6 billion overnight. That story's striking to me. Can you imagine the pain, embarrassment, and struggle that Geza, and they shared this in their life story, how much pain they experienced by living in the caves and just really living day by day and not really getting by in life. What a difference it would have made if they would have known early on in their childhood that someday they would be an inheritor of a huge fortune. My friends, this is our story. We sometimes live day to day. I just got to get by Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Do you know that you're an inheritor of all of God's riches? Eternal life, His presence, and His promises are yours. Why do we exist? Why do we go to church? Why do we believe? This is why. Abba, Father. Abba, Father, you are a co-heir of His riches and His inheritance. And by the way, practically speaking, this gives us a power that I want to highlight here, to treat one another with love and respect. Because there are co-heirs in our congregation. We're not the only heir, it's all of God's children, co-heirs. Wouldn't it be a silly thing at Peace Lutheran Church if we did this? If we separated our church by the mode of transportation people had coming to church. Like, imagine this. Imagine we had people who walked to church sit over here, people who drove in a car sit over here, and in the back of the church we put people that, they rode a helicopter. Colin, that's you. You rode a helicopter this morning to church. And then up here we separated people that maybe came on a motorcycle. Wouldn't that be a silly thing to do? To make distinctions about how we came to church? What matters is that we came together and the end product is that we've been bonded into Christ. How silly it would be if we made distinctions based on mode of transportation to church. Here's my point. And Paul says this. How silly it is if we make distinctions among ourselves for other matters. There's no difference between Jew and Greek, male and female. There's no difference between black, white, Latino, between Republican and Democrat. We are co-heirs in Christ. We're going backwards if we're making false distinctions amongst believers. were co-heirs in Jesus Christ. Overnight, you have been changed. Question marks to exclamation points. You are God's heir. Amen.